welcome to The Intersection on this Friday night. If you'd like to join me here today, just go to gabnet.net, that's gabnet.net, and click on my name, Amy Manuel. It's on the right-hand side of the page under the word Zoom and under the name Alex Bennett, which is the fearless leader of Gabnet. So, it's been a week. We've learned a few things about Donald Trump today. I don't know if you're a regular listener, you probably know this about me. I'm a fan of General Hospital. Now, I watch it on Hulu when it posts at 7 o'clock Central Time in the evening. But, you know, not that long ago, I would use my DVR to record it off our local ABC affiliate. And one of the most annoying things is when there would be breaking news and they would cut in a way. And so I was watching a chat about people watching the show live. And apparently, cut away close to the end of the Friday cliffhanger. And to show two planes sitting on a runway. First one and then the other. And people talking about it. And that's it. And that's all you were seeing was planes on a runway. And that is extremely annoying when they could have waited a few minutes to cut away. Because the last few minutes of a soap opera on Friday are always the most important of the day. And so, you know, just on behalf of my folks that like to watch General Hospital live, really, ABC, it's not necessary to show them a picture of a plane sitting on a tarmac. You don't need to interrupt programming for that. Well, Charlie's joined me here today.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, I see you're at girlfriend's house.
Yep.
Hello, girlfriend. I don't know if she could hear me.
Well, she's already asleep.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to join me here anyway. I wonder if we're going to get a lot of people today. I've been watching I watched this video that's over on Midas Touch on Tuesday, and it's about Jean-Luc and Casablanca and Karen and the look of the year contest. This was back in the 80s. And it was this whole thing of pageants and modeling agencies and Epstein and trafficking, and that all of that was you know, mixed together. And so, you know, he talked about this trip on to Ellis Island with these young preteen girls, you know, these 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, 15-year-old girls, a lot of them. And Trump being sleazy and you know, it's a lot of it that we knew already, but the way this video put it all together, let me see if I can find, let's see if I can get this to.
Let's take a look at Donald.
All right, let Let me see. Okay, so the title, for those of you that want to go out and find it, it's on the Midas Touch network. This is from the Midas Touch podcast. Apparently from 13 days ago. And the title is Trump Dark Past Haunts Him as Secret Ties Revealed. If you follow me on Facebook or on Blue Sky or Threads or Instagram, I'm gonna go ahead and share this to those platforms. And you can find it. It'll be on the Intersection page on Facebook. But I'm at Proud TX Liberal on Instagram and Threads, and also on Blue Sky. So that's, you know, Proud Texas Liberal, that's me. But anyway, how's the softball going?
Oh, it was pretty rough last night. Well, it was hot and humid and
yeah, you know, my doctor, both my nurse practitioner and my gastroenterologist, they want me to get out in the sun more so I can get some vitamin D.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the very few advantages of lacking melanin is that your body will absorb from the sun and turn it into vitamin D, but it is so hot.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't go outside. Plus, we're having ozone action alerts. I just can't spend a lot of time in the sun. But, yeah, so you have the advantage of you don't get skin cancer and lymphoma, but you don't get the vitamin D. Wood,
yeah.
So that's a given again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I go in the sun too much, I'll get melanoma. I'll certainly get sunburned pretty easily.
Yeah. I've never been sunburned in my life.
Never?
Not once.
Yeah, I definitely have. My dad would take us when I was in junior high and like 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. My dad would get this beach cabin from Dr. Isles. He would rent it. And Rachel and I, and we'd each bring 4 or 5 or 6 friends, all teenage girls. And my dad would have the beach cabin for a week. Now, my dad was still a practicing pediatrician and mostly in Beaumont and at the hospital. And basically, you had a cabin filled with teenage and preteen girls and no supervision for a week. If you can imagine. And I would inevitably, that first day, leave the cabin for the beach about 5 a.m. and come back about 5 p.m. And that was back in the days, not only did we not have like SPF 30, we were putting baby oil on our skin, or we were putting that copper tone. We were basically frying ourselves.
Yeah.
Did we get brown and crispy? No. Well, you gotta get that burn layer first and let that peel off, and then you'll brown after that. Here comes Wayne. Wayne Charlie was just telling me that he has never in his life gotten a sunburn.
No.
Have you ever gotten a
And I've
sunburn?
done what you did, go out 5 a.m. and come home at 6 or 7 p.m., been out in the sun all day. I just get
Really?
darker. I don't burn.
Okay. I mean, do you, if you pull up your sleeve, can you see a difference from where the sleeve
Yeah,
was
you can see
covering you?
where my watch
Oh,
is
yeah.
here.
Okay. All right. All right.
I
Well,
just get darker.
we would call that a sunburn.
Yeah, except I don't have any tan and my skin doesn't
Oh,
peel.
okay.
Yeah, that's not a that no, that's a suntan. That's not a
Yeah.
sunburn.
Okay.
Have,
All right.
so tell me about your sunburns as a kid, Wayne.
Me? I never, you know, I still don't use when I'm out there cutting the grass for 2 to 2.5 hours or so. I don't put on any tanning lotion or anything like that, sunscreen. I don't know, just not
Yeah.
a whole lot of difference, yeah. Actually, I'm using I usually do have a regular shirt on over a t-shirt, so
But when
but
you were a little
even
kid, did you ever?
oh I may have been red, had I remember peeling skin,
That's a burn. If you're peeling, that's a burn.
That's a burn, yeah. I've had that, yeah, but not guys think it's still riding a bicycle when I got that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
I was talking about going to the beach as a preteen and teenager, and there'd be a cabin full of us preteen and teenage girls with basically no supervision for a week, and go spend the entire day on the beach with, we didn't put sunscreen on, we put like baby oil.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then we'd get toasty red. And my dad, he would have a sleigh under an infrared lamp because that was supposed to counteract the effects of the
Whoa. Never
sun.
heard that. Wow.
It's really stupid when I thought about it. I'm like, you can't uncook a chicken.
Right.
It's just burnt. It's burnt.
Yeah.
And it'll peel off, but you get new skin, but yeah, no. And looking back on it, that is utterly ridiculous. But he would also, we'd have the little cortisone, he had little samples of stuff called Valisone, and it was a hydrocortisone gel or some kind of cortisone gel. And
Okay.
you'd rub that all over you, all over the sunburn, and then he would wrap this up in saran wraps, and then he would steal from the hospital surgery suits. So we had all these surgeries, we'd wear a surgery suit over the saran wrap, and the
Okay.
surgery suit was stamped from the laundry at the hospital. So it said Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word Laundry Service was stamped in all of these. But it was fun. Well, should we do some trivia?
Sure.
Try it, yeah.
Right. We're going to, this is current trivia. This is the this week's trivia on the NPR website, npr.org. You can go and you can find trivia out there. All right. Let's see here. No. All right, here we go. President Trump is resurrecting the presidential fitness test. Which of these was not on the test? Sit and reach, shuttle run, 1 mile run, rope climb.
We did this last week, I remember, the rope climb.
Yeah.
Oh, did we do this last week?
Yeah, it's rope climb.
All right.
'Cause we talked about how much we hated it.
Let's try. Well, I thought I had a new one there.
Then you go to YouTube and watch these muscle guys who can climb a rope without even using their feet to hold the rope.
Yeah.
They just use the strength in their arms and lats, you know.
Well, more power to them.
I guess it's...
Ever watch any of those videos by Anatoly? He goes into a... He's dressed as a maintenance man, and he carries a mop in a gym. And he goes around, and he goes around all these guys, all these muscle-bound guys that are doing deadlifts, you know. And he does the same thing, but he's a Ukrainian professional power lifter. And he can pick up anything that anybody in those gyms can pick. As a matter of fact, he'll pick up a bar that's got 2 to 3 weights on each side, and he'll pick it up one-handed. And then run his mop underneath it like he's leaving. You should see the expressions on your faces of the bodybuilders in there, you know? Okay.
Okay. Well, now, this trivia, I'm on the funtrivia.com website. Give credit where credit's due. Now, with these questions, you're supposed to determine, I'm going to give you a party platform. Okay. And most of these are from the 2000 campaign, apparently. And you choose whether it belongs in the Democrats or the Republicans party platform. Okay?
Okay.
Lower taxes, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Yeah. All
right. Healthcare should be the responsibility of the government.
That's not going to be a Republican.
No. Got to be Democrat then.
Democrat. All right. Promote affirmative action.
Well, that's got to be Democrat also.
Yeah, that's not Republican, that's for sure.
Favorites limits on campaign contributions from individuals.
I think that's got to be Democrats too.
Yep. Favors increasing military expenditures.
Oh, yeah, that's Republican.
That's Republican.
Okay. When compared, which party is more apt to support a woman's right to choose?
Wow. Democrats.
Yeah. In comparison to the other party, this party would like to see longer jail terms and stiffer penalties for those convicted of drug-related offenses.
That sounds pretty Republican to me.
All right. This party normally opposes gun control.
Republicans.
Don't ask, don't tell in relation to gay rights should be changed because it's discriminatory.
The Republican point, yeah. I think.
Wait, let me read it again.
Alright.
Don't ask, don't tell in relation to gay rights should be changed because it's discriminatory.
Don't ask, don't tell was a Democratic idea.
Yeah. But
so Republicans would be the ones
for the 2008 party platform, we had moved beyond that. And so what it's not saying is it's discriminatory against the LGBTQ.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a Democratic then.
There you go. Oh, here comes Alan. All right. Now, Alan, what we're doing is you're going to tell me if this comes from the Democratic or Republican Party platform. In the 1990s, the blank party opposed free trade and was more likely than the other party to say Buy American. However, by the 2016 election, the other major party used this platform to gain the presidency. So which party was it that was opposed to free trade? In the 90s.
The Democrats.
And we're going to submit these 10 answers.
Oh, okay.
Right or wrong?
Okay, we don't know the answer until you submit it.
Well,
okay.
I'm pretty sure I knew the,
oh,
knew
okay.
anyway. All right, number one was correct. Number one, the Republicans want people to have more control over their own money, while Democrats in general want higher taxes in order to provide more government programs. I don't really like how they
no, I was
worded
worded
that.
Badly.
That was worded.
That's a Sinclair. That's a Sinclair version of that statement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's. I'm not going to read what they say, why they say, because it's.
You're
going to
go
just,
around the room and ask each of us a question instead of just any one of us can answer it. Is that it?
No,
no,
we're just
whoever.
Oh, the way she said that, you know, now I'm going
to. Well, it, because I needed to let you know what we were doing.
Got it.
We were at the end of the quiz. And, all right, health care should be the responsibility of the government. Democrat.
Yeah.
Promote affirmative action. Democrat.
Democrat.
Favors limits on campaign contributions. Democrat.
Democrat.
Favors increasing military expenditures, Republicans. Compare, when compared, which party is more apt to support a woman's right to choose? Democrats.
Democrat.
In comparison to the other party, this party would like to see longer jail terms and stiffer penalties for those convicted of drug-related offenses. Republican.
Republican.
The party normally opposes gun control. Republican. Don't ask, don't tell in relation to gay rights should be changed because it's discriminatory. That's Democrats. And in the 90s...
So now you're reading the questions and answering the questions.
Right.
Now she's
doing
answers, yeah.
We had already gone through all of these when you joined us.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Now I got it.
In the 1990s, the Democratic Party opposed free trade and was more likely than the other party to say Buy American. However, by the 2016 election, the other major party used this platform to gain the presidency. All right. So we got a perfect score. 10 out of 10. Oh, that was pretty good. All right. This quiz is called Could You Pass a U.S. Citizenship Test? All right. Do y'all want to go around the board, or do you want to just, if you know the answer, shout it out?
Either way, it's fine with me. What do you want to do?
All depends how dumb we want to sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we just, whoever knows the answer, shout it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. These are multiple choice. How many senators are in the United States Congress? 100, 25, 50, or 12?
100. Wayne's looking it up.
Yeah, just to verify.
Against which of these countries did the United States fight in the Revolutionary War? Was it Spain, Australia, Greece, or Great Britain?
Great Britain.
What document begins with the phrase when in the course of human events? Is it the Emancipation Proclamation, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence? When in the course of human events? Emancipation Proclamation, U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, or Declaration of Independence?
I'm not understanding the question.
I don't think it's in any of them, is it? I mean, the Declaration of Independence starts with We the People, the Constitution.
Right.
No. The Constitution
starts
with
We
the People.
All right.
Well, it's got to be the Declaration of Independence then.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. During which month does the election for the President of the United States take place? November, March, January, or October?
November.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the ship that brought the first pilgrims to the New World? Was it the Mayflower, the Constitution, the Titanic, or the Queen Mary?
The Mayflower.
Mayflower.
Which U.S. president had a presidential order written that freed the slaves? Was it Andrew Johnson, Rutherford B. Hayes, Ulysses S. Grant, or Abraham Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
How many stars are on the flag of the United States? 13, 33, 25, or 50?
50.
50.
Come on, Wayne, join in here.
You know these answers.
He knows the answers.
All right. Which president proclaimed November 26th as Thanksgiving Day in the United States? Was it Adams, Washington, Jefferson, or Madison?
Sarah Palin. No.
In your alternative world, Sarah Palin was a president.
That's right. She wanted to sacrifice turkeys, and, you know, in the background, they're cutting their heads off.
Yeah. I don't know when Thanksgiving was declared in the U.S., so I don't know which president it was.
So you got four choices.
Got to be pretty early.
You've got four choices. Adams, Washington, Jefferson, or Madison?
So they're all early.
Yeah, they're all early. So I'll go with Madison.
All right.
I'm gonna say Jefferson.
All right.
But that'll be my answer to that question. So we'll see.
All right. Yeah. We'll see which one is right. All right. In the Bill of Rights, how is the freedom of speech known? Is it the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Third Amendment, or the First Amendment?
The First Amendment.
First Amendment.
Which is not one of the three branches of government? Legislative, judicial, executive, profitable.
Profitable.
Yeah, profitable.
Yeah. Somebody better let Tommy Tuberville know that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We got questions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You were both wrong. It was Washington that
declared very first president.
November 26th as Thanksgiving Day.
That's interesting. He cut down a cherry tree and announced the turkeys are now for Thanksgiving.
So, yeah.
But you said he declared November 26th, not the fourth Thursday in the month.
I don't know.
When did that come in?
I don't know. At some point.
Trump's going to change it to April 1st.
Probably in the 20th century. That seems like a 20th century kind of thing. All right. We got a new quiz. This is 1980s All-American politics. How much do you remember from the post-Watergate decade? All right. In 1981, Moral Majority founder Jerry Falwell stated in his opposition to Sandra Day O'Connor's Supreme Court nomination that every good Christian should be concerned. A disgusted Senator Barry Goldwater, who felt the Republican Party was being hijacked by the religious right, replied, "Every good Christian should do what?" Thank God that Jerry Falwell can't vote on her confirmation. Kick Jerry Falwell in the ass. Pray for that idiot Jerry Falwell, or know that Jerry Falwell has been divorced 3 times.
Wow, 1 in 4 are good answers to that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm kind of happy with all of them, but
all the above.
Which do you think it is?
I think it's number 1.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Democratic presidential hopeful Gary Hart torpedoed his campaign in 1988 by challenging reporters who questioned his marital infidelity to follow him. They did, and he was photographed with Donna Rice sitting on his lap after an overnight boat cruise to the island of Bimini. What was the name of the boat? Was it, picture this, Yo No Soy Presidente, Unfaithful, or Monkey Business?
Monkey Business.
Yeah. Beautiful. That whole thing was a setup, by the way.
Yeah.
Damn, Democrats set him up again, didn't they?
Yeah, it was. It was probably Clinton. All right. Well, not Clinton, because that would have been... Anyway, it was...
It was 88, so...
88. Who was our...
Clinton didn't run until 92.
Dukakis. That was Dukakis's year.
Dukakis, yeah.
But it was one of the other candidates that set him up. Yeah. In 1984, Democratic presidential candidate Jesse Jackson sank his campaign when he was accused of referring to New York City as what? The Big Crapple? The Cesspool on the Hudson? New Dork City or Hymetown?
Or
Hymetown.
Sounds right.
Which cast member of Saturday Night Live was famous for his portrayal of 1988 Democratic presidential nominee Michael Dukakis? Was it John Lovitz, Dennis Miller, Kevin Nealon, or Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. Hell, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to guess Kevin Nealon.
I'm guessing it's John Lovitz. Mm. All right. But I'm going to mark Kevin Nealon. Or would y'all like me to mark Adam Sandler?
I really don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
The reason I'm guessing John Lovitz is because Dukakis was short. Remember the big Dukakis in the tank?
Yeah.
He was a short guy. He was a little guy. That's why I don't think it was Kevin Nealon or Dennis Miller, because they're both tall.
Yeah.
All right. Who was not Vice President of the United States in the 80s? Al Gore, George H.W. Bush, Walter Mondale, or Dan Quayle?
H.W. Bush.
No, it's Al Gore, vice president in the 90s.
But the question was, who was not?
Yeah.
Who was not vice president in the 80s was the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't vice
Al
president.
Al Gore wasn't, because he wasn't vice president until the 90s.
Right.
Jesus, everybody's got
But Walter, I guess 1980, Walter Mondale was.
Yeah, when for Carter, yeah.
The last year of Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. During the Iran-Contra investigation, who became famous as the faithful assistant who helped her boss, Oliver North, shred documents? Was it Fawn Hall, Jennifer Flowers, Jessica Hahn, or Paula Jones?
Wasn't that Jessica Hahn?
I believe so. Why did President Jimmy Carter order the United States Olympic team to boycott the 1980 games in Moscow? Was it the USSR had boycotted the 76 games in Los Angeles to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, to protest inclusion of a white-only South African team, or there wasn't sufficient security for athletes at Olympic Village?
I think it was an invasion of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yep. On March 30th, 1981, James Brady was shot in the assassination attempt on the life of President Reagan. What was Mr. Brady's position in the Reagan administration? Chief of Staff, Secretary of State, Press Secretary, or Attorney General?
I think he was Chief of Staff.
I think he was Chief of Staff also.
I think y'all are right. This Democrat from Spokane, Washington, succeeded Jim Wright as Speaker of the House of Representatives in June 1989 after 24 years in Congress. He later lost his bid for re-election in 1994, making him the first sitting speaker not to win re-election since 1860. Who was it? Newt Gingrich, Tom Foley, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, or Orrin Hatch?
Number two?
Tom Foley? Newt Gingrich, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, or Orrin Hatch?
It wasn't Gingrich.
It wasn't Gingrich, no. Because he was in the House all through the 90s when Clinton was president.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of is Tom Foley.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Barbara Pierce Bush, America's First Lady from 1989 to 1993, can claim all of the family ties except which? Mother of a president, daughter of a U.S. senator, mother of two governors, a distant relative of a former president.
Number three, maybe.
Mother of two governors? Barbara Bush?
No, wait a minute.
She was mother of two governors.
So this is except mother of a president, daughter of a U.S. senator, mother of two governors, or distant relative of a former president.
I forget the H.W. was governor at one time.
H.W.? No, but she was mother of
So which George one is
w.
she?
George W. Bush, who was a governor, and of Jeb Bush, who was governor of Florida. Oh,
forgot him.
Yeah. So what was the second one?
Daughter of the U.S. senator.
I think she was not a daughter of a U.S. senator.
I think you are correct. Let's see. Okay, so we got the first question on this quiz wrong. In 1981, the Moral Majority founder, Jerry Falwell, stated his opposition to Sandra Day O'Connor's Supreme Court nomination that every good Christian should be concerned. A disgusted Senator Barry Goldwater, who felt the Republican Party was being hijacked by the religious right, replied, "Every good Christian should do what?" And we answered, "Thank God that Jerry Falwell can't vote on her confirmation."
Yeah.
When the correct answer was, "Kick Jerry Falwell in the ass."
Oh, wow.
All right.
I suddenly like Barry Goldwater.
Yeah. You know, there's, and Charlie knows this, there's a nationwide liberal talk show, Stephanie Miller Show. It's on in the morning. So over here, we get it from 9 till noon. And her father was Barry Goldwater's running mate.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We got the second question about Gary Hart and the monkey business, correct? We got the third answer about Hymietown, correct? And I was correct, it was John Lovitz.
Ah, okay.
That played Dukakis. It had to be somebody short. Because okay. Dukakis was a little guy. And John Lovitz was the only one of those guys that was short.
Short, yeah.
All right. In a memorable skit written by Conan O'Brien, the vertically challenged Dukakis uses a hydraulic floor lift to gain some height in his debate with George H.W. Bush, played by Dana Carvey.
It didn't do him much good, but whatever.
No.
That's great. Who was not vice president of the United States in the 80s? And you correctly answered Al Gore. All right. During the Iran-Contra investigation, who became famous as a faithful assistant who helped her boss, Oliver North's documents? We said Jessica Hahn, and no, the answer was Fawn Hall. You know,
Fawn Hall.
I was still going to Camp Longhorn, and they had a fawn in the petting zoo that a baby fawn was born, and they had a naming contest, and the name they chose was Fawn Hall. It's weird, the little random nuggets you remember.
Yeah.
And can't remember what you had for lunch.
No! I mean, yesterday, I was telling David, well, all I've eaten today is this. And then, like, an hour later, I'm thinking, oh, no, that's wrong. I had this and this and this. But yes, I can remember that we had a naming contest for a deer, and the winning one was Fawn Hall.
Fawn Hall.
That is such a random, weird thing to remember.
Yeah.
I could probably tell you almost nothing else about that year at camp. All right. Why did President Jimmy Carter order the United States to leave? That was, we got that one correct. It was to protest the invasion of Afghanistan. We were wrong about James Brady. He was not chief of staff. He was press secretary.
Press secretary?
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't have a hard head. You know, I mean, not to make, I don't know, it's kind of a joke, but it's not as a joke. It's kind of, I don't know what you'd call it. So a lot of people get Hinckley shot him with a 25 auto. Nobody cares about this. And a 25 auto is a little bigger and half the power of a 22 long rifle. Had John Hinckley been using 22 long rifle, which was a lot more popular, chances are it would have entered his brain and killed him instead of paralyzing him.
Yeah.
Mob has proved that when they would go out and assassinate people with a small caliber gun, they would do it with a 22 caliber and put a couple bullets into the brain and the person would be dead. So he was lucky. I don't think he was lucky.
I don't know if he thought I was lucky.
Yeah, I don't think so. Is he still alive, Brady?
I don't believe so.
No, I think he died. I think he had cancer.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
I don't think he died from the gunshot. I think he said cancer or something like that.
Okay, I found this on the web for Is John Brady Still Alive? Check it out.
That's...
It says... Delaware's first openly... gay elected official. John Brady dies at 66 yesterday.
That's not John Brady, and we were talking about Tom Brady.
Oh, no, no. Tom Brady's a...
Tom Brady's a New England Patriots quarterback. Right.
Yeah.
James Brady, sorry.
James Brady.
James Brady. Okay. I knew John Brady was wrong.
Yeah, John Brady didn't sound right to me either.
Yeah. No, James Brady.
I'm typing it out.
And don't trust AI. Right. AI is frequently wrong.
Yes. James Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture they have, his twisted mouth. August 4th, 2014, age
73. He passed. Yeah, yeah. I knew he died quite a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only 10 years ago.
Well, 11, yeah.
11, yeah. 14, 20, oh, 25, yeah. God, thank God you know math and I don't.
All right.
Yeah, it says he was the press secretary. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
I didn't either.
We did correctly choose the speaker that succeeded Jim Wright, and that was Tom Foley.
Yeah.
And we did correctly choose Barbara Bush was not the daughter of a U.S. senator. That would be George H.W. Bush. That would be her husband that was the daughter, that was the son of a senator.
Yeah.
I get that. Prescott. Her father was the daughter. That was cute.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here's easy U.S. trivia. All right, some questions about American independence and related early U.S. history. Questions are all multiple choice. The Declaration of Independence was approved by colonial representatives on July 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How many people signed the document? 56? 46, 26, or 75?
There were a lot of names on it. That's all I remember.
I would say 75.
Well, how many original states were there?
Oh.
There were 13, but that's not one of the answers.
Right.
So...
Well, 26, because two people from each state signed.
I think it's 26, but y'all may be right. What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think 26, because there were 13 colonies.
Who stood next to you when you signed it, Wayne?
George.
Okay, good.
Old wooden teeth George, yep.
George wasn't... George didn't sign.
Okay.
No, he didn't sign it, no.
No.
Jefferson. Or could be Franklin, or could be Hancock. Yeah. Adams.
George. John Hancock signed it with a huge signature.
Mm-hmm. All right. George Washington was the first president of the United States. Where was he inaugurated to begin his first term? Washington, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or Boston, Massachusetts?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
In what year did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory from France? Was it 1808, 1801, 1803, or 1805? Your guess is as good as mine on that one.
Yeah, me too. All right,
pick one.
1805.
All right.
Charlie and I say 05.
In the 19th century, three U.S. presidents died on July 4th. Who were they? John Adams, James Madison, and James Monroe. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, and U.S. Grant. Or James Madison, James Garfield, and James Polk.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
To pick.
I can't even tell you when Jimmy Carter died, you know. So
I would guess the last one's James Polk and whatever.
Madison, Garfield, and Polk?
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out later if that's correct. As of 2013, only one U.S. president was born on the 4th of July. Who was he? Was it Theodore Roosevelt, Grover Cleveland, Ronald Reagan, or Calvin Coolidge?
Well, it wasn't Ronald Reagan.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, we'll find out.
I have no idea.
Which U.S. First Lady is famous for rescuing the Gilbert Stuart full-length portrait of George Washington when the British burned the White House during the War of 1812? Was it Rachel Jackson, Martha Washington, Dolly Madison, or Elizabeth Monroe?
Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison.
The U.S.
There are people that can't see out there, Wayne shaking his head yes to.
Well, I'm just rocking in a chair.
Oh, okay.
That's not a yes.
You stick to that story.
The U.S. flag was first flown under fire at which battle? The Battle of Saratoga, the Battle of Oriskany, the Battle of Monmouth, or the Battle of Bunker Hill?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Battle of Bunker Hill?
All right. What is the proper way to fly the U.S. flag at night? It must be flown at half mast. It must be flown upside down. You cannot fly the flag at night, or it must be illuminated.
The third one, you cannot fly the flag at night.
Can't fly it at night. If it's upside down, it's the Trump administration.
Yes.
The country is in trouble.
You're in danger.
Yeah. Same for half mast.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what all his girlfriends said to him. Never mind.
George Washington was the first U.S. president under the Constitution. How many terms in office did he serve? 2, 3, 1, or 0?
2.
All right. What was the first permanent English settlement in North America? Roanoke, Virginia, St. Augustine, Florida, Jamestown, Virginia, or Plymouth, Massachusetts?
Plymouth, Massachusetts.
I'm going to say Jamestown,
yeah, Virginia. Yeah, I think it's Jamestown.
I think you're right. All right, let's see if we got any of those right. All right. So the Declaration of Independence was approved by colonial representatives on July 4th, 1776 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 56 people signed the document.
56. Wow. I knew there were a bunch.
We were all wrong.
Yep.
Yep. We were wrong on the second question as well. George Washington was the first U.S. First President of the United States. Where was he inaugurated to begin his first term? It was not in Philadelphia. It was in New York.
Oh, okay. I know the capital was Philadelphia. Why wasn't he inaugurated in the capital? Okay.
All right. In what year Did the United States purchase Louisiana Territory? We were wrong. It was 1803.
Okay.
All right. We also got the fourth question wrong. So far, we're 0 for 4. So far.
The first one's the only one we got right.
In the 19th century, three U.S. presidents died on the 4th of July. It was not Madison, Garfield, and Polk. It was Adams, Jefferson, and Monroe.
That was way before my time.
Yeah, me too. That's a safe answer. It was way before my time.
As of 2013, only one U.S. president was born on the 4th of July. This is the one we got correct. You got correct. It's Calvin Coolidge.
Ah, that was Alan, yeah.
And you also got Dolly Madison correct.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
We're coming back.
I'm coming back, yeah.
It was not the Battle of Bunker Hill. It was the Battle of Oriskany. Oriskany is in New York.
I've never heard of it.
The
battle was fought August 6, 1777, between British loyalists and Mohawk Indians versus Americans under General Nicholas Herkimer. There were heavy losses on both sides, but the British retreated, ending their hopes for a victory at nearby Saratoga.
Wow.
All right. We also got wrong proper way to fly a flag. It was not "you cannot fly at night." It was "it must be illuminated." I was thinking it was that.
I was thinking.
We always had the brand at school. I'm part of my job one time in grade school. So for a whole year, I was the one who had to bring the flag down at night. You couldn't fly it at night.
Well, now you can, but it has to be illuminated.
So if it's flying at night, it must be illuminated.
Yeah.
So does a full moon count as illumination, or?
Didn't have electric illumination in the 1700s or 1800s. Right. How did they illuminate the flag?
Yeah.
Did we have a flag then? Or I guess
we had a flag. Yeah. What's her name?
You should not fly the American flag in adverse weather conditions, nor if it is torn or soiled. In fact, it should not be flown if it has ever touched the ground.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too. You could not let the flag touch the ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, George Washington was the first U.S. president under the Constitution. How many terms did he serve in office? And we got that correct, too. We also got first permanent English settlement was in Jamestown, Virginia.
Yes.
So we got 4 out of 10 correct on that.
Well, we suck.
Well, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you, Charlie and Wayne and Alan, for joining me here. This was a fun one. I hope you had fun listening at home. And remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.